Hello, welcome to A Thousand Voices podcast. This is a self-help show. My name is Gina and I'm your host. I talk about all things self. And in chapter 7, I'm talking about time and I'm talking about all things time. Okay, today's topic is how technology shapes our perception of time. Time in the digital age. Ah, guys. Okay, so I'm a millennial, right? And when I was going to primary school, even high school, we didn't have phones, believe it or not. And those days, a year was a year. A year was... If a year starts, you would never see the ending of that year. It was so long. A year felt like a decade. I promise you, if you're starting a term, by the time you finish that term, you're like old. So that was time back then. But I feel like the technology we are using now has kind of changed our perception of time. And have you, like, now, right? Do you ever feel like time flies? Maybe when you just like, maybe on your phone, you're like watching something and then all of a sudden 5 hours gone. Or, I don't know, it's like today, just yesterday, it was Monday last week. And today it's already another Monday. How? Like, where did that other week go to? If you get what I mean, right? So I think because we're having a lot of technology, right? We're getting a lot of instant gratification. And what I mean by this is technology gives us immediate access to things. It gives us immediate access to services. It gives us so much in shortest. It gives us so much in such a short space of time that the term patient sometimes doesn't even exist in other instances, because it's like right now. It's like now. So that's one thing. Then the second thing is the speed of our communication has improved. So as I was telling you, I am a millennial. When we used to go to school back then, we didn't have phones, we didn't have SMSs, so we would write letters. So now, because we have instant messaging, we have social media, that has accelerated our communication, causing us to perceive time as if it's moving faster due to that constant engagement and constant communication. Do you agree with me? I think you do. Then another thing is time has kind of made us multitask. So we kind of do so many things in such a short space of time, creating that illusion of efficiency while actually fragmenting our focus and distorting our sense of time. Do you get that? Like, our illusion of efficiency, right? Because of technology, we can multitask. So we have that illusion that, you know, we are efficient. And our focus is fragmented. So because of that, we do so many things in an hour now that would have taken 3 weeks to be done. Yeah. So that's that. Then connectivity. I cannot leave that one out. Connectivity, how we are constantly just... I did mention communication, yeah. Connectivity is... How can I explain this? I lost my train of thought. Just give me 1 second. I lost my train of thought. Oh my gosh, what did I want to say? This was going on so well. Forgive me, guys. Connectivity between, like, Okay, let me just leave that one. Let me talk about distractions. So with distractions happening, we have your notifications, maybe you're working on your laptop, your phone is ringing, you have another email coming up, you have the doorbell ringing, you know, you're kind of doing all sorts of things at the exact same time, and you are fully engaged within that present moment. By the time you're out of that present moment, then it's already like 6 hours gone. You're like, what? Time flies. So for example, if you start your day, you're going to one meeting, then you go to the next meeting, and then you go to the next meeting. In that same breath, you are replying to your emails, you're making phone calls, you're organizing things. At the end of the day, you've covered stuff that you could have done in like 2 weeks' time in just that same day. And not forgetting how you were in a different place, like one moment after the other, you know. So I just think, I don't know if we are becoming superhumans, but I just feel like we are doing so much that it almost feels like time is flying, or time is reduced. But I think time is still the same. It's just how rapidly technology it contributes to even like the cultural shift, you know, and how we now value and perceive time. Yeah. So another thing I wanted to talk about is, how do you kind of regain control? Because I feel like this is all chaotic, as I was mentioning. Yes, you could end up getting burned out, and you know, you're doing so much and time is flying. Yes, you're being efficient, but then at what cost, right? How do you kind of regain control and take back like that control of your time, so you don't have to do everything as rushed? Yo, I need to say this to myself directly, because yo, the way I be sprinting sometimes, it's crazy. So having clear boundaries and setting time for specific things, so making sure that you get everything done. Then another thing that I recently started doing is having screen time on my phone. It kind of helps me stay in the present moment. So if I have work that I need to get done, I'm not going to be distracted by like other notifications. I'll just get one task done, then move on to the next one. Then another thing we have to do is to prioritize purposeful use of our time. Is it aligned to our goals, or are we just like spending it off scrolling? Then one thing that I wish like I could make for myself is creating like a tech-free zone where you have your office, then you can leave your devices in that room, and then when you go in the lounge or when you go sleep, you are away from all of those devices. This is something that I would love to try for myself. Then another thing is even just a digital detox. Just going away and just being offline. But the thing is, you can't really do that, because I feel like we're all just addicted. Like, you having that FOMO, you know, like, oh, what if something happens and then I don't even know what's going to happen, all this, all that. But then at the same time, I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know, guys. We are together on this one, and you have to help me. And as much as I'm helping you, we have to help one another. It's quite interesting how everything falls into place. But yeah, at least we kind of know how technology is shaping our time and how we need to manage our time effectively. So thank you so much for listening. I look forward to the next topic, which is the art of being present, enjoying the time in the moment. And yeah, if you know somebody that needs to listen to this, feel free to share. Ask them to have a listen and leave a 5-star rating. Thank you so much. Thank you to my lessons in life. I want to give special thanks to all the books that I've read. I usually just mention them, but yeah, I'll kind of do that maybe at the end of the chapter, just to give you like a whole list of everyone.